Whistler's Angel by John R. Maxim. Copyright 2001 by John R. Maxim. Read by Dick Hill. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
For John Griffin and Phil Henry, and always for Christine. Whistler's Angel, Chapter 1. A year ago, Whistler would not have imagined that he could get used to such a life, living on a yacht, island-hopping as he pleased, no problem more serious than the odd bulky instrument, no threat more worrisome than approaching bad weather. It would have seemed more like the waste of a life for a man only in his mid-30s, and for him in particular, it would have seemed near suicidal. Yachts move, but not quickly. They are nakedly vulnerable. Whistler himself had once sunk, with all hands, a yacht twice the size of his own. But that time, that whole world now seemed very far away. That life no longer existed for him, because Claudia had given him a new one. She was young, she was warm, she was lovely, she was wonderful. Finding Claudia had made all the difference. On this morning, she was still sound asleep. He had risen early, taking care not to wake her. He liked to go up on deck before dawn and sit, enjoying the sunrise. That was another thing he'd almost never done before Claudia came into his life. He had, of course, seen many a sunrise, but he had seldom actually watched one. Before Claudia, all that a rising sun meant was that the darkness was no longer his ally. He now saw the dawn as a time of utter peace. The only sounds at that hour were the lapping of waves and the soft, rhythmic hum that the morning breeze made as it passed through the rigging above him. No birds were yet aloft. There were few lights on shore. There were none on any of the neighboring...